Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Wisconsin Goodbye. No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Should I close the door? No, it's probably fine.
Well, I didn't know she was going to come in like a bat out of hell. Nothing spilled, though.
We're good. I'm in here and there's food in here. What'd you expect?
Well, you know. She just want to look out the window. Got to be exciting. I'll start.
It's something right out the gate.
Yeah.
No, we didn't do music or nothing, or...
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we just did... You saying, welcome to the Wisconsin Goodbye, Jesus Christ!
That's our intro today.
Oh, my God. All right. What do we got for the people here? We're watching a Burn Notice episode?
Yep.
Season 2, episode something.
Yeah.
Titled Hotspot. The synopsis is that... Sam convinces Mike to help him solve a case so that he can get free football tickets.
Oh, yes.
So that's where we're at.
That's what we got.
It is what the episode's about.
Any coming continuity errors?
Two
of them.
Two, and they're on my phone, which is over there charging, so I'll have to get up and grab that at some point.
Hopefully we just spot them.
We might spot one of them. The second one that's on there, we might.
It's pretty hidden.
We might poke. Yeah, we might see. It has to do with something being open in one shot and then closed in another shot. So we should see it.
Fiona's legs.
No. I mean, I know that's what you would like it to be, but that's not what it is.
All right. Well, then, without further ado.
Here we go. Oh, and we're going to be eating, so I'm sure this is going to be another one of Danny's favorite episodes.
Yeah, we're going to be putting a lot of meat in our mouth.
Oh, boy.
With some spicy sauce.
Don't say it that way.
All right.
Turn it up a little bit.
Working on it.
Okay. Work faster. Work faster. There we go. See now they can listen to the show while we just silently shove food in our faces.
Exactly.
I don't know how quiet our eating is going to be. These brats are really good.
That was a lot of sauce.
We're going to be... Yeah, I know. You went hard. I told you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get me delicate with that. I hope you have nightmares tonight.
That's rough.
How does What's-Your-Face not know who's trying to kill him?
Oh.
Right? Like, she works for the people that burned him, ultimately, right? So, like, how do they not know?
Yeah.
When you work for an intelligence agency, you operate within an official structure. There's a chain of command reports to protocols he observed. No one questioned their mission. But when you freelance, you don't have those luxuries. Getting your team on board may require some convincing. I don't have a
problem with coming back. He's already got a point.
No, stop. I knew you were going
to
say it, too.
She drove him to a place.
Stop. What if it's an English car and it's a right-side drive? You don't know.
It's not.
How do you know?
Because it's a Saab.
Yeah, what if they have it? What if they had it converted?
They didn't.
How do you know?
Because we've seen this car. She's doing reconnaissance.
Damn it! Yeah. Fine.
That's a good point.
Fine.
You just don't like it because it's the opening scene.
Goddamn right. I don't like it when your person has points on the board and we're a minute and a half into the show.
Gonna be a good episode.
I always like Michael's shitty fake Southern accent.
Mm-hmm.
Just arrange the technology upgrade yourself.
Ron, it's Kay at Evergreen. Yeah, there's a guy here doing an upgrade, but I don't have him on the schedule. I'm on with Ron Lumber. Is that he needs to speak to you?
Yeah, Ron.
Yeah, who is this?
No. You're looking in the wrong file. It's Evergreen Stores. It's on your desk by the ball head.
I don't have a file.
You found it?
About what?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, looks like Phil dropped the ball on this one.
I'm
Simple and cheap. That would be an amazing prank to play at work, dude. Just every desk got phone in the building rings at the same time. Someone may be knocking on the door. Someone's definitely knocking on the door. Oh, they're having a romantic moment. Oh, hey, Hot Sauce is here. Yeah. You gotta hook him up a mic now.
Go to that door, son.
Go grab some brats, dude. These are these super good Aldi brats.
Looks like you got two in your hands already.
I've had four. They're excellent. I'm telling you, if you don't go grab one, you're missing out.
What are you doing?
We're gonna watch an episode of Burn Notice, and then we're gonna watch the Brewer game. Perfect. Dinner and a show. Yeah, you missed one of your favorite things, which is Fee hitting on Michael and him not paying attention. Yeah, you're the tech guy. I don't know what to tell you. Do you want? What can I do? I can't even help you. Did food just fall out of your mouth? It looked like food fell out of your mouth. It did come out of your shirt, which isn't necessarily better. Hurt sticky fingers. The worst part of this is because this whole episode is a problem that Sam started. Anything that Sam does to help Mike in this job doesn't earn him. What's going on there, bud?
I don't know.
You don't just put it in the hole and it works?
I could. But it's not going to hold. Go by and talk to him.
See what the options are. Well, if he's being hunted, we shouldn't be staying at your place. Won't be long before they look there.
Mike's right. Look, let me swing by. I'll pick him up.
You a Burn Notice guy there? You never watched the show? Never? You're missing out, dude. This is a great show. We'll get the job done. There you go.
I'm gonna wrap some shit real quick.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yeah, bust some stuff out. Beat back
there
up for
we
me.
Go.
If I'd have known you were gonna be surprising us, I'd have keyed up some theme music or something for him. Like a mariachi band or something.
That would have been perfect.
I know, right? Next episode. He'll have music for the next episode. Never watched Burn Notice.
Never.
One of the best shows to ever be on TV. You never watched that single episode of it.
Nope. I didn't know what it was about.
It's about a spy who basically gets burned and like kicked out of the agency, and then tries to figure out who did it to him, and he gets kind of jerked around for a while, and he runs odd jobs in Miami, like helping people and stuff like that. It's pretty good.
For 9 years.
For 9 years.
Sounds like every agency with a good cop.
Yeah. I'm doing kind of a shitty job at describing what the show is, but
it in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's a very simplified.
No, this is me in a nutshell. Help, I'm in a
how
nutshell.
How did I get inside this giant nutshell? Do you use any of the hot mustard and hot ketchup?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Last time I came over, we did the same thing. Except I was like, man, these fucking brats are hot as fuck. What's going on?
Yeah, we got another meeting on the books.
Nice. These
upstairs. We'll come say they're regular brats.
They're regular, yeah.
I'm like, all right, all right. I'm like, man, something I'll make you hot.
Find out later you've been putting dumping hot sauce on it. Mm-hmm. Dude, the pizza and hot sauce last night gave me nightmares.
What?
No joke. I don't know. I had fucking weird nightmare-y dreams all night last night. Yes. Woke up feeling like garbage this morning.
Fair enough, fair enough.
The pizza jacked me up, bro.
Well, you better step your game up. Maybe you need to take my Uber ride home.
Man. Maybe I gotta do something.
He took Tony for a ride in his car. And then he...
Is that... Who's that on the right?
That's the dude that plays Creed.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
No,
right?
I don't know.
Greater force was more iron.
Yeah. But now he's after me. These guys came to my house. They tried to
You're supposed to know these things.
Why would I know them?
Fuck, you know what movie he was in.
Well, yeah, because I recognize him.
Yona? Could I talk to
him? Right, so recognize him all the way and tell me what his name is.
I'm working on it.
Work faster.
Adonis Johnson.
What? Shut up.
What, that's who he plays? It's Michael B. Jordan.
Thank you.
So why did I have to look that up? When
Adonis
you
Johnson.
That's his name.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Will thinks she's hot. He just googly eyes over her for the whole show.
Not wrong with that.
Thank you, Joel.
I'll judge her a little further. We'll see what her attitude's at.
Yeah. We've discussed it. She's definitely pretty. She has hit and miss moments, though.
She does.
Right
yeah.
There,
yeah. There's times you were like, what in the hell am I
yeah,
looking at?
What, are you, what is going on with her face?
Yeah, yeah. Yep, 100%.
Get to that, she looks old.
Right. She's hit and miss.
See, the thing is, ever since... Better do a better makeup job next time. Okay.
The whole 24K crew. The whole 24K crew. Oh, this is getting better and better.
You see that guy he's talking to? The guy with the glasses by the table?
I hate to admit it, but there's another point for fee.
Yep.
Did that make it out of, into your mouth at all?
Not really.
I don't think there's anything you guys can do.
I'm all moist now.
Ridiculous.
What?
Could you drink that any louder?
What?
It's right in my fucking ear hole, dude.
Gotta stay hydrated.
See, she looks good in this outfit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very rare that she doesn't.
It's all good right there.
And then you have Sam, who's my guy. I like me some Sam Axe, man.
He thinks he's hot.
I think she
really felt strongly about them being in a nicer environment than
wow, wow.
She was really not in the mood to discuss the point.
It's fine. You didn't bring people over. I didn't see you.
My lips are a little burny.
Yeah, you went heavy on the sauce, bro.
Yep.
For what?
It's going to hurt, I think, on the way out.
It might. Habanero and ghost pepper? It yeah. might.
Did you use the mustard and the ketchup?
It was done for me.
It's a little hot.
She, yeah. We took
I was delicate with it. I was delicate with it.
We took pinky samples.
Yeah.
Oh, so I
and there it was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I did.
You just put a normal amount on and...
Well, and then I went back and realized it was spicy.
Yeah. Always got to read the bottle.
Some regular mustard on here too.
You got to do some investigating. What happened? This
kind of burnt on.
You got to you got to do some investigating before you just start putting shit on your food.
I don't care, dude. It's Mexican in me. I can say some heat.
It's the Mexican in me.
It's not like you white folk over here where, you know, touch a little habanero and fucking turns your skin red.
Yeah, what were those peppers that Daddy D brought over there?
Serranos.
Killed me? Yeah.
I think that, I want to say that the mustard said ghost.
It is.
Ghost.
It's ghost pepper. Yeah.
The mustard is habanero. The ketchup is ghost pepper.
But I just thought they were fun little ketchup and mustard. I didn't look initially.
I think you have to flip flop that.
No. Bad,
really?
Nope.
Okay. Either way,
I'm correct.
They're mixed together. They both get a point now.
I'll take that.
So we're up to 3-1.
3-1. So I believe this is one of the continuity errors we missed the beginning of it. The bomb that Fiona builds is different than the one she puts on the hood of the car.
Well, they just told us that's how you do it. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's go for it.
I'll try it.
Sweet.
Try anything once.
That's one of the things that's kind of fun about this show. He gives all these, like, tool tips about, like, how to be a good spy and stuff like that. It's kind of fun.
Not sure if they actually work.
Some of them have to.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the simpler ones, for sure.
Yeah.
Some of the more complicated stuff, like, about, like, how, here's how you build this listening device.
Yeah.
Probably not. But, like, I mean, if you put a fucking coffee can of thermite on the hood of a car, like, you probably will melt through the engine of that car.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Oysters that you
were a baby.
Not yet. This was a good first step, but we still have to be careful. Is there any family around that Felix might know about?
No. It's just me and Tanya. My mom passed last year. We got family up north, but I need to finish school here. I got a chance at a scholarship. Coach Martin looks after us if needed.
Well, I think it's time to talk to Coach Martin.
That was very good. Those brats do not disappoint, ever.
Not a once. And now I know it doesn't matter if they're the beer brats or the originals.
Yeah, no, you're good to go either way, yeah.
Either way, I boil them in beer, so.
Yeah. Comes out as a wash.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I need you to keep your head down for a while because this is going to get worse before it gets better.
You're asking me to hide?
Hide? Oh, no, of course not. I just need you to be someplace where no one can see you.
it's an important difference. It's like a Family Guy when Stewie's like, it's not so much that I want Lois dead, it's no more that I just want her to not be alive anymore.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, fuck you.
That's such a great scene.
Eat shit.
The worst thing about being a double amputee is that when I'm happy, I can't let people know it.
That's bad.
Oh, she looks so good at doing that. Love how she licks her lips.
That's another point for her.
Because she's helping him do whatever the hell this is. She's helping
build the bomb.
Yeah.
That's 4-1.
She's licking her lips while she's doing it.
To be fair, this might be the bomb that they build that doesn't look like the one they use.
Okay.
I'm unclear. Because it doesn't really specify.
I see you have a Honda Pilot for sale, huh?
Yeah. He posted another one?
Yeah. You want to see photos of it?
Watch, it's yours.
It's actually my car. I'd be so fucking pissed.
They come out of nowhere.
Oh, you get dick.
How much did you say that was? 4,000?
1,800. 1,800. That's a pretty good deal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Does it have a salvage title, or what's going on? There was just a lot of ass sex in it.
Unbelievable.
Don't worry, I forwarded.
This is the only TV that does this. Too. Excellent.
The photos I saw. Yeah.
What's the name of the guys from?
Sometimes
the other guys
gotta switch.
Something Mike and the Boys.
Yeah, Dirty Mike.
And Dirty the Mike and the Boys. Yeah, why does this TV do this and freeze?
It's the only one that does this.
You know what? This never happened when we were using.
We had a DVD.
Yeah, the DVD.
Look at that, easy.
I don't
easy.
Know. My TV in here was doing just fine. Just say it.
It's his.
It's not the TV. It's the box. It's not even the box. I think it's just a show.
He's got a bad box. It's probably all stretched out and weird.
Right.
It refers to a fast attack designed to inspire fear and confusion.
I was going to post it on his Facebook.
You should have.
Yeah, I see you have this for sale.
Oh, I'll hunt you down.
I was going to put your phone over on here and see what
you down. Enough people already reach out to me about the scam cars running off the hacked profile sites.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
I love the shotguns that they use.
You're just coming apart at the seams, Will. Cool. Nah, the show's just muted.
Unacceptable.
This is unacceptable. We're missing.
That's not even a very good sawed-off shotgun.
We're missing vital parts of the show.
Hello, Felix. There we go. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
I like his style. I like the dude in the white beater with his titties hanging out.
Right?
It's kind of weird.
That's odd.
Now, if it was her, you have 48 hours. After that, we'll make your travel arrangements for you. Leave town. I'm supposed to be
scared of some fancy ass suits and a shotgun? She just keeps pouring it. Anyway, you're busy. You got a lot to do. After all, you only have 47 hours, 59
minutes, and 10 seconds left. Trust me, Felix. You want to move on. You got a lot of headaches here you don't need. Miami. Very humid in the summer. You got all these people you have to manage. Plus, your place is on fire.
Take care.
Take care. It's so great.
It's a hopping bar right there.
Yeah. Man, every episode we've talked about this. Maybe every episode we've recorded. Every episode we watch, I just get more and more excited for the one where he pretends to be the devil.
I know, the devil.
The devil.
The best.
It's
one.
The best episode of the show. Ever. The problem is, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
Not that the show's bad, but.
It doesn't get any better.
It's the mountaintop.
It's peaked.
It's peaked.
It's climaxed.
It's climaxed.
Orgasm has been struck.
Yeah.
Andy, I see you made the wall of love over there.
Yeah, several times, I believe.
Oh, shit. Kind of impressed. I
wouldn't be surprised. I'm impressed at myself.
Working hard at it, my man.
You know, somebody's got
to
be on top of it.
It's just because you keep showing up to things.
He can't keep me away, and I just keep photobombing it. It's really like
that's kind of what it comes down to.
It really is what it comes
down
to.
Fair enough.
I just keep weaseling my way into the pictures. Notice I'm always, like, sort of off to one side.
I see that.
Yeah.
For a second there, I thought you were kind of, like, photoshopped in some of those. But
yeah. Yeah. It's entirely possible. It's my face crudely pasted over a different person. Yep. Hey, if you see this guy, I'll give him a kiss from you. Aw, she tried to hit on him again.
She did. Didn't work.
It did not.
Oh, 5 points.
Yeah.
It is 5.
It is. She's crushing.
Well, actually, and the bar. So that's 6. So Sam got one there, too. Yeah. So it's 6-2.
I'm in a bad way in this episode.
And this has been since the beginning.
Yeah.
Unless you're going with your man right here, you might be doing all right.
The best thing is he doesn't understand what the game is.
No.
So he's totally guessing at what we're scoring. <Yeah. laughs>
Kind of makes it fun.
Makes it a little fun, yeah. All I need from you are names and photos of all your emotion guys. Do me a favor. Don't tell them you're doing it. Why is that? My feelings get hurt if I just talk to the guys I'm interested in.
All I need is another homing fire glider offering to Lax's chest in my office.
So, what do you look for?
Depends. But I think I'm looking at Mr. Gemini right here.
Do you want to be Mr. January or do you want to be Mr. December?
You want first dibs, bro.
Do you or do you want to finish it out and be, have like a cool stylized Christmas picture?
Now, somebody like you, you probably want to finish it out. It's probably really wet for you by then.
Maybe you want to be Mr. July. You can dress up as Uncle Sam.
For you, I think you're like a March because no one likes March. So they don't pay attention to
St.
March.
Is St. Patty's Day in there?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. You know, Patty's
just a little leprechaun guy?
Maybe February.
February is the one that everyone hates.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is in there, though.
We hates that.
Don't look so scared. Loaded with a bean background, so won't do any permanent damage.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But the temporary damage, that hurts like hell.
The funny thing is, so he goes down and you can see his back. He has instantaneous bruise. Like,
You know, you've seen it enough.
Yeah.
I'm sure it bruised pretty fast.
It's got to come quick, yeah.
Look at Jackass.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Or maybe you should put these on and get into the trunk of my car.
Damn, look at that fucking gun she got.
But she's holding it like this.
Right.
We'll call it 7-3 now.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Killing people usually creates more problems than it solves. It's about undermining your enemy's will to fight. Destroying the morale of
like his Bluetooth earpiece.
Fighting back is useless because the battle is already lost.
I brought you a little
going away, friend.
But he called him. He's across the street. Called him on the phone.
Yeah, they're alive.
Yeah, you won't be.
I'm good to go if you are. You really want to do this
in front of all these people in broad daylight?
Not even these people.
Not even a holster for that.
You want to do this for all these people? Bro, the only people on that street are you and them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Johnny. This is Tony Sullivan. Maybe you've heard
of him. Oh, he got a sexy voice. What's up?
There's a car.
The big poppy, baby.
Tony Soto.
I want to talk to you.
Well, go ahead and talk. That's what phones are for.
No, in person. Get in the car.
Get in the car. I'm new to Miami, but are most people that stupid here?
I'll leave two of my guys with your people unarmed to guarantee your safety. And I'm not asking, I'm telling.
So how do these guys know how to do this, like, in concert with what he's saying? Are they in a three-way conference call, you think?
No.
With a guy on speakerphone in the car? So they could get, like, the timing of it right?
Yeah, maybe. The car phone was on.
Right.
He's just going to leave them two random-ass fucking dudes. But
unarmed.
Yeah. Prisoner exchange.
They must not mean shit to
No,
them.
Right.
They're disposable.
Bring me the two lowest pieces of shit I got on payroll.
Right.
Soldiers are fine for dealing with the enemy.
You better get a nice
cigar. Because this is the part where he's like, yeah, I'm not going to let you go. Those two guys I left with your people, just two homeless dudes, I paid $50.
Yeah.
Right. Just put them in nice suits.
Right.
Why am I here?
You got style, John.
Nice to be appreciated.
Felix has been a good earner, but any guy who lets someone punk him like you did, that's a 17-year-old kick his ass with a baseball bat. Well, I can't have that kind of weakness in my house.
I couldn't agree more.
Which brings me to my question. What exactly do you want?
My team doesn't like competition. We want to be the only game in town.
He does this this gig like a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And dude, he's like, I'm going to run you all out of town. You'd think by the end of the whole series, he's run like
everyone
out of town. Miami, the crime rate in Miami has to just like fucking plummet. Because between drug runners and car thieves and like guys running a block, like he runs a different group of them out of town every fucking episode.
Yep.
Minivans with a shim and a screwdriver.
Does the cartel ever come after him?
Maybe.
Because I feel like he'd piss the cartel off pretty quick.
Hot off the street. Bring it back clean. Show me how it works. You could be my new car man.
Felix is up.
Felix is out. Or you are.
What kind of car is that?
A nice one.
So this is your job.
Lost the margin.
Yeah, there you go.
So meanwhile, some poor guy.
No, that's not it.
Yeah,
no, that's
Maserati.
That's Maserati.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I went to Felix's place earlier to do some surveillance. He's been going nuts since we did our thing.
Well, the more panicked he is, the easier our job is.
It was a point for Sam.
Yeah.
Four. Still like 4 to 8.
To 7.
But yeah.
Or is it 8?
I think it's 8.
8.
Fine, quit yapping. Let's go.
The actual theft of a car isn't difficult. The hard part is selling it once you have it. Between the license, registration, tax records, and VIN numbers, it's surprisingly hard to turn a car into cash. The best approach is to start with clean paperwork on another car from
so,
and match the stolen car.
Would it not be easier for them to fake the sale of the car instead of actually selling someone and stealing? They're basically actually stealing the car.
No,
yeah,
so
yeah,
what,
but if you look at what they're doing nowadays, they're doing the same deal now. Look at these Challengers and what the hell's the other one?
The SRTs.
Well, they're SRTs, but yeah, those are Challengers.
Well, the Dodge Durango
Chargers,
SRTs.
Chargers and yeah, Challengers
and Durangos,
whatever. Red Eyes, and they're just revinning them.
Yeah.
But the way these guys are finding out nowadays, they're just plugging into them and seeing what the engine reads.
Wait, what it reads? I'm just saying, for this, they're trying to do the right thing, so they're actually going to steal this car, basically.
Well, they have to, because they have to bring it back to them.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Love their style.
Driver, they went half a block.
Drop me off at home, go up, make a left, make a
left. Sassy Michael is always fun.
Yeah.
Oh man, look at that sweater.
What? Yeah, it was Christmas. Oh, Michael must have been 15.
God, don't they look cute? So sweet.
Must be nice. Me and Corey? We never had a family like that.
Neither did we, sweetheart. See the bruise on Michael's cheek?
Cheek, it's his eye.
It's his eyeball.
See his eye.
Pushing his brother around. Anyway, nobody was talking to anybody, so I said, I'm going to throw the whole dinner down the garbage since they stood there and took that picture.
He fought his dad on Christmas?
He was being a good big brother. Like you.
Michael, always the hero.
Is that everyone?
Yeah, it's a present.
Oh, Luca's on top. I'll schedule photo sessions in a few weeks once I've had time to go over all this.
Cool.
Remember.
I'll be waiting.
There are times that you see Fee and she is like frighteningly thin.
Yeah.
Michael, I believe I found your bomber.
Who is he, Fee?
His name is Derek Poole, and he works part time for ASA.
I guess we know what he does with the rest of his time. Can you get a home address?
What do you think?
What's the word? Fee got a name.
I believe that's unfortunately another point for her.
Yes.
Nope.
It's going to have to be quite the rally from
Nine
Sam here in the end, yeah.
Sean.
How does he know where Mike lives?
I don't think
he's been to the house in this episode.
I don't think so. Felix and his boys jumped me. They said maybe he's in the white pages by now. He said
he just wanted to talk. No, he's going to kill him. He'll probably kill you both.
So we call the police?
Well, we could get Felix arrested for assaulting you, but his crew would still be on the streets and Corey would still be in danger.
So what are we going to do, guys? Because I can't have this guy going after my players.
Felix is on the edge. It's time to push him over. You're going to call him, set up the meeting.
It's all right. We've done this before.
Yeah, you're right. You have, like, several times. The storyline we're all familiar with.
Yes.
So, this address Sean got from Felix, it's an alley, industrial area.
I'm usually a fan of, like, the pass-through girls and that shit, like...
So, poked around. Looks like this guy Felix is kind of a one-trick pony when it comes to hits. A few years ago, one of his rivals got popped. Same setup, different alley.
If something works.
Yeah, basically, car pulls in, bad guys box him in, hose him down with lead.
Well, this I can work with.
Can I work with that?
Gives him his beer.
There are a couple of ways to make a vehicle bullet resistant. $60,000 worth of titanium siding will do the job. Or you can get a couple extra copies of the yellow pages from your local phone company.
Oh man.
Most non-armor piercing bullets only penetrate a phone book to a depth of an inch or two.
Do you think do you want a bulletproof? Hell yeah. Do you want a bulletproof your car with phone books?
No.
We'll spend a day doing it.
Just ripping phone books.
Yeah.
It's expensive, but bulletproof glass is not the sort of thing you skin
on. And a couple of panes of high density plexiglass would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with extra window tint. It should cover it just fine.
Yeah.
Because we try to break those out.
Throw on a couple extra layers, right? Yeah.
Shit don't go out.
All right, let's check out this operation of yours. Let's.
He's very robotic in this role.
Yeah, I think on purpose, though, obviously.
Oh, I know that.
Figured you for a nicer ride.
We don't like to take anything flashy to our location.
We can't afford to attract attention.
You're careful, that's good. Maybe a little crazy, but... careful
when it counts. Now about Felix.
Don't worry about him. This checks out. I'll take care of Felix.
Countless wars have been fought over misunderstandings, tragic mistakes, misperceptions that turn people against each other forever.
That's cool. Let's do this.
Of course, it's not so tragic when you're the one creating the misunderstanding.
It's up here. We operate out of a warehouse. We do all our work there. Nothing's in our names, so there's no connection.
You tell Felix you're meeting us?
No, I... Well, then why the hell is he here? Did he follow you?
Down!
Good thing they got the white pages in
there. I love that it just bounces off that plexiglass. Yeah. Just bounces off. Right.
Fucked up.
You telling me not a single round made it through a spot, like a gap between the right. That paper?
We gotta ditch this thing. Can we call your guys for a ride?
Yeah. Jesus, how did we
We armored the car. We're crazy, but we're not stupid.
You know, that son of a bitch.
Yeah, about that. You have a few things to straighten out before we get into business together.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think we're gonna leave Miami for a little while, let it cool down, give you time to clean house. You straighten out this thing with Felix.
Oh,
it's like I'll say, I'm just shows up.
You think that this guy is not going to recognize the Charger driving around right. town from here on out? Like, hey, that's that guy.
Phyllis cleared out of Miami as soon as he heard Tony was looking for him. His whole crew left, too.
Yeah, it's probably safe to park in that part of town for a while.
Here's your ticket.
Use it though, because Tony's gonna like just find a different car crew.
Yeah.
Hey
guys, listen, man. I just want to thank you guys for saving my life, both of us.
Thank you. And can you thank Fiona for us?
Look, if you get anywhere near the Super Bowl, I want tickets. Okay? I want to be sitting on a goalpost.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
I don't know that those would be good seats.
I believe I found your
yes. Sitting in an end zone. It's, I mean, maybe an end zone of the Super Bowl, but I'd want something on the 50. This puts her at 10, by the way.
Yeah, Fee, no, I don't want to disturb.
You think I've never broken into my house before?
Fiona, just take it easy and be careful.
This might be the first double-digit points episode for anybody as well.
It very well could be. And Fee does it.
Yeah. Not happy about that.
With style.
Not happy about that.
When you booby trap someone else's place, you put the trigger in the door or just inside, so the odds of tripping it are much higher.
Must be cold, Miami.
Hell yeah.
If you rig your own place, the trigger has to be farther inside so you can safely enter. A tripwire is a quick and dirty version, but a contact plate under the rug is completely undetectable.
Shit.
Minus one. Back to nine.
Negative.
Yep.
That's not how that works.
Yep. That's exactly how that works.
Nope.
Yep.
We don't do minuses.
Yep. Says who?
It's been a hard, fast rule.
I don't know about that.
We don't minus.
He just ducks under the line. Nobody stops him. There's not 50 dudes standing there trying to hold him back. A message isn't getting past anybody. Like, hey, there's a dude who thinks there's a woman in there. Like, we might want to get in there quick. So she's dead, so she has 0 points now.
Negative.
Place going
not down. All this works.
Posture. She's going to get the posthumous award.
Why is he so wet coming out of the car?
Immediately. It's not raining that hard.
He was getting wet. He was wet coming out.
Look at how soaked he is.
Yeah.
That was a perfect pause point. Look how soaked this
is. That Batman in the background?
It does sort of look like it, doesn't it?
You're right.
Yeah. It's a weird optical illusion.
It is.
Michael Keaton's Batman makes a cameo appearance in the episode.
There you are. You've got to get a landline in here.
You've got...
Slap the shit out of her. Yeah. She's good for not returning calls.
Maybe they did that so he wouldn't have to force himself to cry.
You just make him wet?
Yeah. Dripping wet.
Yeah. Soak him. We all know he can't force himself to cry. Soak him. Minus 1 point for putting Michael through all that.
Negative.
8 points.
No. Someone had a good night.
Breakfast for me.
Minus 1 point for breaking Michael's heart. 7 points.
Good for you. Putting down roots. So, you've had your couple of days. What's the good news?
I ruled out everyone on the list you gave me. I took another look at the blast. Checking demolition specialists, private contractors. You could have someone look at that list and see if there's anyone worth flagging.
Is this some kind of a joke? From what I hear, you have plenty of time to run around town playing dress up with your friends. Unless you can just use a needle in a haystack.
If you have a better idea, I'm willing to hear it.
You're my idea, Michael. Make no mistake. There are those who think you're more trouble than you're worth.
Because he is.
Yes. He very much
there's
so.
There's six more episodes, six more seasons, seven more seasons of show that
of problems.
Prove exactly that.
That he causes problems with entities.
Oh, yeah.
Not even people. Entities.
Yeah, half the world.
Michael, it's time you focus on helping yourself. You're not going to be around to help anyone else. It's fee. Leave a message.
Yeah, the phone just broke yesterday.
Well, Fee swept that one.
Far and away. Yeah.
Yep. 10-4.
Yep. Not even close.
Yeah. It's unfortunate for you.
Yeah, really unfortunate for me. It was bad when, like I said, 90 seconds gate. Into the episode, she had a point. Yeah. You're like, that's bad already.
Yeah.
How many Michaels you got on this one?
I'll give her 7.
That's what I was going to say as well.
Yeah.
It's a strong episode.
A lot of
different
actions.
Yeah, this is a strong episode. It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
The whole team is involved in,
various
as
things.
Carla called it, playing dress up, which I enjoy when everyone's sort of in on it.
Yeah.
I think it was a good 7.
Yeah, I think it was a good quality 7. Episode.
You're going to want to stop this or it's going to start playing the next episode.
I'm working to calm down.
You calm down.
Jesus Christ.
Don't tell me what to do. So that was Hotspot.
Yeah. Yeah.
They earned the tickets to the Dolphins game.
Yep.
And things are moving. So that's all I got for this. We'll take a little break and then you'll join us next week to watch, to listen to us watch the baseball game that's going to be getting played on April 10th.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
So we'll be a few games behind.
Just
if you're following.
Just a few.
Following along.
Just a few. Yeah. So
that's all right though.
Yeah. So that's all I got. Do you want to try to coach him on how to stop this from recording, or do you not trust that to happen?
Yeah, I wouldn't trust myself. I'd be clicking the wrong thing.
If you just hit the space bar, it'll stop. So,
oh, there you go. Well, hold on now. Don't do it yet. You just gotta wait. Comments, concerns, questions, email us at
thewisconsingoodbye
@gmail.com. Now you can do it.
Now you can hit the space bar.